Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. 45 years ago, brothers Sly and Freddie Stewart each formed their own bands in the San Francisco area. Sly's was called Sly and the Stoners. Freddie's was Freddie and the Stone Souls. Now, after short runs, they decided to combine the two, and Sly and the Family Stone was born. Now, the significance of this band and its music are no small measure of the times. Remember, this was the second half of the 60s. Vietnam, race relations demanding a change, counterculture versus establishment, old versus young, war versus peace. And here comes this multiracial, multigender funk band with music that did its job. It made you want to get up and shake your ass, and it made you smile, and it made you think. Say what you will about Sly, he and the Family Stone got it done. So we're doing our job with music from Sly and the Family Stone on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Some bottom so that the dancers just won't hide.
Sometimes I'm right, just an afternoon stand.
There's a cross for you to bear,
things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Stand. All the things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and the giant beside him about to fall.
somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Sly and the Family Stone on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. We heard their first single, Dance to the Music, and then Everyday People, a song they released and stood by about the face of prejudices of all kinds. Different strokes for different folks, baby. Next, Stand, the title track from that same album, which also contains songs like I Wanna Take You Higher, of course made famous by their appearance at Woodstock. Then we gave you Hot Fun in the Summertime, their new single released after Woodstock. And then the double-sided hit, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, and Everybody's a Star, no matter who you are. Finally, we heard It's a Family Affair. Now, the potential for this band was unbounded, but the drugs, the ego, the stardom all got in the way. There were the missed appearances, or sometimes even worse, the ones they actually showed up for. The politics, like the Black Panthers demanding Sly replace Greg Enrico and Jerry Martini with black musicians. The jealousy within the band, but let's not forget their musical influences either. Guitar riffs, not unlike Freddie's, were showing up on the likes of the Isley Brothers' music. The Temptations were making changes. And the influence of Sly and the Family Stone can be seen as recently as in groups like the Black Eyed Peas. They were honored at the 2006 Grammys, at which Sly and the Family took part in the musical tribute. But 3 minutes into I Want to Take You Higher, Sly walked off. Always unpredictable. Now, there's reports that Ann Wilson of Heart recorded some tracks in 2010 for a duet with Sly on Everyday People for a forthcoming album, but no word since. Sly and the Family Stone. So much great music, so enjoyable. So many missed opportunities. I guess that's just Sly, or just life. And that's Tunes for now. We're here on the web and on Facebook. Hope you like what you've seen and heard. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.